3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 17th of November. It's National Homemade Bread Day. Happy birthday, Tom Ellis, Jonathan Ross, Danny DeVito and Rachel McAdams. The world held its breath after a rogue missile hit Poland on Tuesday night, killing two people, with fears that the war in Ukraine could spill across the border. But global concerns have eased as it's emerged on Wednesday that it was likely a Ukrainian anti-aircraft missile went astray. And NATO Secretary General said that Moscow, not Kyiv, was ultimately to blame. Jens Stoltenberg revealed what they know so far.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile. But let me be clear, this is not Ukraine's fault.
Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak has said the UK stands steadfastly behind its NATO ally Poland. The UK Prime Minister, who's still in Bali for the G20 summit, spoke at a press conference to pledge solidarity.
There are teams on the ground involving not just the Poles, but also the Ukrainians, Americans and others. I think all of us want to get to the bottom of what happened, and it's right that we let that process conclude.
Meanwhile, it seems Russia's not happy with Ireland either, issuing a series of sanctions for Irish officials and politicians, including Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. He was somewhat surprised by the news in the Dáil.
It's a new development. Don't think I've ever been sanctioned before, but so I have to be updated on that, OK? It is part of a broader propaganda war being waged.
Gardaí have urged survivors of abuse and spirit in schools to come forward if they suffered at the hands of teachers or staff. It follows an RTÉ radio documentary that revealed the Spirit and Order have paid out over 5 million in claims since 2004, and it's estimated that there were at least 233 survivors who suffered abuse at the hands of over 70 members of the Spiritans at schools, including Blackrock College. Most of those accused are no longer alive. Victim Corey McMahon spoke on Wednesday at a press conference beside six other survivors of abuse.
Picture a 12-year-old child that you know. That was the shape of us. I was abused at 12. I told my story, and one of the things that came out of it for me was that I had really lost my faith.
The Spirit and Order has apologised and is looking to begin an independent restorative process. And Provincial of the Congregation of the Holy Spirit, Father Martin Kelly, acknowledged that they failed to act promptly and wanted to assure people that there are appropriate policies and procedures in place in their schools.
On behalf of the Spirit and Congregation in Ireland, I want to express my deepest and most sincere sorrow to every person who was abused. What was done to you as innocent children was cruel and indefensible, and we Spiritans are ashamed of this.
The UK's new Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has been busy enjoying the sunshine in Bali at the G20, but there are big problems looming at home. Back in the UK, surging energy bills plus rising food prices have sent the annual inflation rate to 11.1%, hitting a 41-year high. And if we were in any doubt about the severity of the situation, Labour's Jonathan Ashworth puts it into context.
This is deeply, deeply worrying. And of course, we're less able to weather these storms in the UK because we've had 12 years of lackluster economic performance.
But Rishi Sunak seems convinced that Thursday's autumn statement to be delivered by Chancellor Jeremy Hunt is going to fix it all.
The Chancellor will build on these international foundations when he makes the autumn statement, outlining his plan to get the country on a positive trajectory, put the public finances on the right footing, and get debt falling.
There may be a fuel crisis for some, but it's not stopping NASA shooting for the stars, or the moon more specifically. After months of speculation and fear that the mission may be doomed, the $4 billion Artemis 1 rocket launched on a 25-day journey around the moon. The world's most powerful rocket took off from the Kennedy Space Station in Florida after NASA engineers recovered from two earlier attempts at liftoff. Shaun the Sheep and Snoopy will be replacing humans to make the voyage, with NASA confirming the cuddly mascots are on board the Artemis 1 as it launched.
7, 6, 5, four stage engine start. 3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland edition, the World Cup just keeps getting more problematic, and Will Smith has a cunning plan to get an Oscar invite.
Right after this. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Welcome back.
The World Cup starts on Sunday with Qatar facing Ecuador in the first game. Teams began arriving on Wednesday with England and Wales greeted by suspiciously well-dressed and well-behaved local fans. It's already 33 degrees at the so-called Winter World Cup, but that's not the only problem. Shakira is the latest artist to pull out of the opening ceremony and authorities had to apologise after a Danish TV live broadcast was interrupted by overzealous local police. The magnificently named Rasmus Hantholt wasn't having it though.
Mister, you invited the whole world to the you invited the whole world to come here. Why can't we film? It's a public place.
This is the accreditation. Okay. We can film anywhere we want. Fine. No. We don't need permit.
But
you can break the camera. You want to break the camera? Okay, you break the camera. Okay. So you're threatening us by smashing the camera.
You've heard of the Jonas Brothers. Now, what about the Jonas Sisters? Joe Jonas and Mr. Sophie Turner says he's open to the idea. He's been busy promoting his acting debut in the movie Devotion. He popped up with James Corden to share the advice he'd give his daughter and nieces if they launched the Jonas Sisters.
I would probably say who's paying for therapy, first of all.
Right.
And maybe just wait a bit. I think something I wish I was told when I was younger is that you got a lot of time to learn what life's about and be a kid. And if there's a musical theater program in your school or pick up a guitar and practice, you don't have to do it when you're 12. Like my brothers did, just take your sweet time.
Will Smith is back in the headlines, but this time it's finally for his acting, not his boxing skills. The Hollywood legend has kept out of the spotlight following his now infamous on-air slapping of Chris Rock at the Academy Awards earlier in the year. There were some predictions that it could spell the end of his career, but Will has a cunning plan. He's gone super serious, black and white, full of drama, Oscar-worthy with his new movie Emancipation, which is about the historic struggle against slavery in America.
What if he don't come back?
Your papa is going to be back. Do not ever stop believing that.
He's persistent. Running, hiding, surviving.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.